Well, good morning. It is September 24th, 2022. Welcome to our daily Bible reading. Sorry that I was a couple minutes late there, had some technical difficulties. But yeah, well, I'm here. That said, today we are going to be reading through 2 Samuel chapter 20. We're going to finish the book of 2 Corinthians for the second time this year. 2 Corinthians 13, Ezekiel 27, and Psalm 75 and 76. So let's get in the Word today. 2 Samuel chapter 20 this morning. 2 Samuel chapter 20. Oh, there we go. 2 Samuel 20. And there happened to be there a man of Belial whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite, and he blew a trumpet, and he said, "We have no part in David, neither have we an inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents, O Israel." And so every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah clave unto their king, from Jordan even to Jerusalem. And David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them inward, and fed them, but went not in unto them. And so they were shut up unto the day of their death, living in widowhood. Then said the king to Amasa, "Assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days, and be thou here present." And so Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer, and the set time which he had appointed him. And David said to Abishai, "Now shall Sheba, the son of Bichri, do us more harm than did Absalom. Take thou thy lord's servant, and pursue after him, lest he get him fenced cities and escape us." And there went out after him Joab's men, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites and all the mighty men, and they went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba the son of Bichri. And when they were at the great stone which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them, and Joab's garment that he had put on his girdle that on was girded unto him, and upon it a girdle with a sword fastened upon his loins in the sheath thereof. And as he went forth, it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, "Art thou in health, my brother?" And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. But Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand, and so he smote him therewith in the fifth rib, and shed out his bowels to the ground, and struck him not again, and he died. And so Joab and Abishai his brother pursued after Sheba the son of Bichri. And one of Joab's men stood by him and said, "He that favoreth Joab, and he that is for David, let him go after Joab." And Amasa wallowed in blood in the midst of the highway. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field, and cast a cloth upon him. And when he saw that everyone that came by him stood still, and when he was removed out of the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue after Sheba the son of Bichri. And he went through all the tribes of Israel unto Abel and to Beth-Makkah and all the Barites, and they were gathered together and went also after him. And they came and besieged him in Abel, in Beth-Makkah, and they cast up a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench. And all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. And then cried a wise woman out of the city, "Hear, hear, say, I pray you, unto Joab, come near hither, that I might speak with thee." And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, "Art thou Joab?" And he answered, "I am he." And then she said unto him, "Hear the words of thine handmaid." And he answered, "I do hear." And then she spake, saying, "They were wont to speak in old times, saying, they shall surely ask counsel at Abel." And so they ended the matter. "I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why wilt thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord?" And Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bichri by name, hath lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city." And the woman said unto Joab, "Behold, his head shall be thrown to thee over the wall." And then the woman went into all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king. Now Joab was over all the host of Israel, and Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Cherethites and over the Pelethites. Then Adoram was over the tribute, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was a recorder, and Shiva was scribe, and Zadok and Abithar were the priests, and Ira also the Jerethite was a chief ruler about David. That was 2 Samuel chapter 20. Let's move on over to the final chapter of 2 Corinthians. Our second read through 2 Corinthians coming to an end right now. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Pick up in Galatians tomorrow. 2 Corinthians 13 this morning. This is the third time that I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. I told you before and foretell you as if I were present the second time, and being now absent, I write to them which hereafter have sinned, and to all others that if I come again, I will spare not. Since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you, Ward, is not weak, but is mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except that ye be reprobates? But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that we should do that which is honest. And though we be reprobates, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong, and this also we wish, even your perfection. And therefore I write these things being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of peace and love shall be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints salute you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. That was the book of 2 Corinthians. That's a good job. We, again, as I said before, we just read through that for the second time, and we will read through the book of Galatians tomorrow. Let's move on over to our next reading, Ezekiel 27. Ezekiel chapter 27. Ezekiel 27. Ezekiel 27. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Now, thou son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyrus, and say unto Tyrus, O thou that art statute at the entry of the sea, which art a merchant of the people from many isles, thus saith the Lord God, O Tyrus, thou hast said, I am of perfect beauty. Thy borders are in the midst of the sea. Thy builders have perfected thy beauty. They have made all the shipboards of fir trees of Senir. They have taken cedars from Lebanon to make masts for thee. Of the oaks of Bashan have they made thine oars. The company of the Asherites have made thy benches of ivory, brought out of the isles of Shittim. Fine linens with broidered work from Egypt was that which thou spreadest forth to be thy sail. Blue and purple from the isles of Elisha was that thou which covered thee. The inhabitants of Zidon and Arvad were thy mariners. Thy wise men, O Tyrus, that were in thee, were thy pilots. The ancients of Gibal and the wise men thereof were in thee, thy caulkers. All the ships of the seas with their mariners were in thee to occupy thy merchandise. They of Persia and of Lud and of Put were in thy armies and men of war. They hang the shields and the helmets in thee, and they set forth thy comeliness. The men of Arvad with thine army were upon the walls round about, and the Gamadines were in thy towers. They hang their shields upon the walls round about. They have made the beauty perfect. Tarshish was the merchant by reason of the multitude of his kindness and riches, with silver and iron, tin and lead. They traded in thy fairs, Javin and Tubal and Mechach. They were thy merchants. They traded the persons of men and vessels of brass in the market. They of the house of Togarmah traded in thy fairs with horses and horsemen and mules. The men of Dedan were thy merchants. Many isles were the merchandise of thy head. They brought thee for a present horns of ivory and ebony. Syria was the merchant by reason of the multitude of the wares of thy making. They occupied in the fairs and with the emeralds, purples, and broidered works, and fine linens, and corals, and agate. Judah and the land of Israel, they were thy merchants. They traded in thy markets wheat of Minoth and Panag and honey and oil and balm. Damascus was thy merchant in the multitude of the wares of thy making, for the multitude of all riches. in the wine of Helban and white wool, Dan also, and Javin, going to and fro, occupied in thy fairs, bright iron, cassia, calamus were in thy markets, Dedan was thy merchant in precious clothes for chariots, Arabia and all the princes of Kedar, they occupied with thee in lambs and rams and goats, in these were they thy merchants. The merchants of Sheba and Ramah, they were thy merchants. They occupied in thy fairs with chiefs of all spices and with all precious stones and gold, Haran and Kenah and Eden. The merchants of Sheba, Asher and Kilmad were thy merchants. And these were the merchants in all sorts of things, in blue clothes and broidered works, and in chests of rich apparel bound with cords and made of cedar among thy merchandise. The ships of Tarshish did sing in thee, in thy markets, and thou wast replenished and made very glorious in the midst of the seas. Thy rowers have brought thee into great waters. The east wind hath broken thee in the midst of thy seas. Thy riches and thy fares, thy merchandise, thy mariners, thy pilots, thy caulkers, and thy occupiers of merchandise, and all thy men of war that are in thee, and in all the company which is in the midst of thee, shall fall in the midst of the sea in the day of thy ruin. The suburbs shall shake at the sound of the cry of the pilots, and all the handle of the oar, and all that handle the oar, the mariners and all the pilots of the sea shall come down from their ships and shall stand upon the land and shall cause their voice to be heard against thee and shall cry bitterly and shall cast up dust upon their heads. They shall wallow themselves in the ashes and they shall make themselves utterly bald for thee and gird them with sackcloth and they shall weep with thee with bitterness of heart and bitter wailings. And in their wailings they shall take up a lamentation for thee and lament over thee, saying, what city is like Tyrus, like the destroyed in the midst of the sea? When the wares went forth out of the sea, thou fillest many people. Thou didst enrich the kings of the earth with multitudes of the riches of thy merchandise. In the time when thou shalt be broken by the sea in the depths of the waters of the merchandise, and all thy company in the midst of thee shall fall. All the inhabitants of the isles shall be astonished at thee, and their kings shall be sore afraid. They shall be troubled in their countenance. The merchants among the people shall hiss at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shall be any more. That was Ezekiel chapter 27. Move on over to our final reading today. We're going to read Psalm 75 and 76 today for our final reading. Psalm 75 and 76. Psalm 75 to the chief musician, Altas Keith, a psalm or a song of Asaph. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillar of it. I said unto the fool, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up thy horn. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neareth from the east, nor from the west, or for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Psalm 76 to the chief musician on Neginoth, the psalm or song of Asaph. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel, and Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield, and the sword in the battle. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariots and the horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still. When God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth, surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shall thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of the princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Well, amen. That was our reading today for September 24th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a reaction or a comment to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Thank you all so much for being with me each and every single day. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you've granted to us. Lord, I pray that we would trust you as our sovereign God, and that we would take you by the hand as the loving Father that you are and allow you to guide us today, Lord. I know all of us have many burdens, many things, Lord, that we need your wisdom, that we need your help with. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that you would just do that for us. And Lord, I just thank you so much. Lord, we look forward to tomorrow. We look forward to your day, Lord, where we can come together and worship you. And so, Lord, prepare our hearts for that. But Lord, give us a good day in you today and help us to honor you in all things. We love you and we praise you. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.